Thank you, Honorable Minister. On the issue of the NMIRF, we wish to reiterate adjustments that have been made to the terms of reference of the IRC by its members, broadening the scope of the committee to oversee the drafting of cyclical reports, including Belize's submission to the different treaty bodies. Going beyond the initial phase of the report preparation and submission, the IRC is poised to play a pivotal role in overseeing and ongoing monitoring and tracking of the national follow-up and implementation of obligations arising from the different reporting cycles. Actively working towards the formal establishment of the committee, the IRC members are guiding this process to formalization through executive instructions. On the issue of the establishment of a Paris Principle compliant human rights institution, again, we are excited to report executive approval for steps ahead to establish a national human rights institution in compliance with Paris Principles. Following our last engagement with the working group in 2018, Belize successfully undertook a feasibility study, providing insights into the potential national human rights institution structure for Belize, with support and guidance from our partners at the Commonwealth Secretariat and the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. A key outcome, again, is the government's endorsement of the proposals for the eventual transition of the Office of the Ombudsman into a Paris Principle compliant national human rights institution. With respect to the issue of the debt penalty and recommendations to ratify the optional protocol of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, having noted this recommendation under the last UPR cycle, Belize has not taken any decision to abolish the debt penalty or to accede to the second optional protocol on the ICCPR. The debt penalty is a valid part of the laws of Belize. While Belize has not instituted a more official moratorium, the debt penalty has not been utilized in our jurisdiction for over 30 years. I thank you.